Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Chaf, and we are on Chaf Amud Aleph on top, the last daf in the second parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are starting with the Mishnah. That's really the second half of the Mishnah we had back on daf Yud Ches Mabez. The Mishnah had said there, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Upirusham Lahakel. Somebody makes a neder, and we're not exactly sure what he meant. Stam Nedarim, it could go either way. It could go to a Davar HaNadar, which would make it a real neder, or it could go to a Davar HaAsr, or a Davar HaMutter, and then it would not be a real neder. So we're Mahachmir. And then we had the whole discussion on yesterday's daf regarding Naziris Lahakel, and how do you answer the Sira with the Mishnah Maseches Taharos. But the Mishnah gave examples of cases of Neder, what exactly are examples of Davar HaAsr and a Davar HaNadar, Basar Maliach, Yayin Nesech, etc. And then we went into cases of Charamim, we went into cases of Truma, all different Lashonos. So now we're going to have other examples of Charamim. Nadar v'Cherim. Somebody makes a Neder in the language of a Cherim. V'Amar, lo nadarti ela b'cherim shel yam. And they say afterwards, oh, I didn't have in mind the Cherim of the Beis HaMikdash, which would be a Neder and a Davar HaNadar, but I had in mind nets in the yam. Cherim is also a Lashon of a net that catches fish. That's what he says I had in mind. So he's believed that's good enough. Bikarbon. So he makes a neder bikarbon. V'omar lo nadarti ela bikarbonos ha-malachim. And he says, I only had in mind the karbonos ha-malachim, meaning presents that I would give to kings, meaning nothing to do with nedarim, with something that is Nadur or Aser, Hare Atzmi Karban. Somebody says, I myself am a Karban, which would be Mashma that they are Aser. Something is Aser. Right? The Mefarish says, Mashma Shehikdish Es Atzmo. He was Makdish himself. Maybe he's Aser to give benefit to the world. Something. The Omar, and he explains himself and says, Lo Nadarti Ela Be'etzem Shinachti Li Lios Neoder Bo. I have a bone in my body. I'm sorry, I have a bone in my house. That I always say I'm making Nedarim, but I really, the etzem doesn't mean me. It means my bone that I have at home. So that also, in all these cases, we believe him. The Rashba points out that we already had examples in the Mishnah, in the last Mishnah, of Charamim, and it ends up being Mutter. Right? We had Cherem of Kohanim versus Cherem of Trumas, the Beis HaMikdash. We had Truma, Mitrumas Alishka versus Truma of the Gorin. Why do we have to come up with new cases here? Asked the Rashba. Why don't we just say the cases that were given earlier in the Mishnah? If he says, I had in mind the Cherem of the Kohanim, so then it's Mutter. So the Rashba says the Mishnah is adding in another Chiddush. And that is, even if you have these far-fetched understandings, and he says, Nada b'cherim, oh yeah, I had a net in mind. Well, nobody says that. Still, we would believe them. She'ilu v'chayotze b'helu, ein darkan shel brios, lios medabrim b'lashon zeh, it's not normal. Avo bisha alashon kolel shneha inyanim, hayiti sover she'no ne'eman, lefum kach tzarech lachzar u'lashanos elu sha'af b'ke'inyan zeh ne'eman. Even regarding these types of contexts, they would be believed. That's the chiddush of giving these added cases. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Next, Konam Ishti Nehenesli. Somebody says, Konam, it's usher for my wife to get benefit from me. V'amar, sounds pretty straightforward, and he says, V'amar lo nadarti ela b'ishti arishona. Shegirashti, I'm talking about my ex. I'm talking about my previous wife. Shegirashti. So, again there, that's another case where we would believe him. Al kulan ein nishalon lahem, regarding all of them. No she'ela is needed, meaning you don't have to undo the neder. It is not a neder. Ve'im nishalu, and if they did have she'ela, the Gemara will ask, didn't we just say you don't need she'ela? So what do you mean ve'im nishalu? So we'll say ve'im nishalu, and if they do get she'ela, onshin osan, we punish them. What kind of punishment are we talking about? Not clear. Umachmirin alehena. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, you give some type of punishment and you're machmir on these people that do she'ela. Again, we don't know what that means yet. We'll see in the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim, poschin lam pesach v'malkam acher. And the Chachamim say, no, we don't punish. We make them undo their neder through a pesach v'malkam acher. U'malam din osan, and teach them k'dei shelo yinagu kalos rosh b'nedarim. So that they don't have kalos rosh. We had a lashon similar to this earlier where we said maybe it's a didrabanan, not a daraisa. We'll have to see what it's referring to in the Gemara. Ritosus here quotes Rabbeinu Tam on the Shita of the Chachamim that by poschin lo pesach b'malkam acher means that we know there are two ways to undo a neder. There's pesach and charata, which will come up in depth later on in the Masechta. Charata just means I feel really bad about what I did. Maybe I was angry, I was out of control when I took the neder, but now I feel really bad about what I did. That's charata. That's an easier way of getting out of it. Pesach means there's something new that I didn't realize at the time that I made the neder. I mean, at the time that I made the neder, I would still do it today. I don't feel bad about that. But if I had known that this would cause blank, if I known that this was the reality, I would never have made the neder. So that's a little harder. You got to find the Pesach. That's the language of the Chachamim. Poskel no Pesach mimakom acher. You have to find the Pesach from somewhere else. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Delo paschinam le becharata el atzorach levakeish lo Pesach mimakom acher. Dehainu adaita dehachi lo nadar. Right, that is the Chachamim. If you look in the Ran is not printed here. The Ran is printed back on the Mishnah Yud Ches Mabez. That's where he talks about this. He says the Chachamim really arguing on two points. Number one, he said the Chachamim say that there's no punishment for whatever type of person we're talking about here. We'll see in the Gemara. Number one, Chada de'ein ochin o'son. There's no punishment. Va'od, and also poschim lahem becharata, kind of the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. That Pesach Makom Acher can mean Charata. It's called Makom Acher Mishum Delohavi Migufo Shel Neder HaPesach. We'll have to see. It sounds like just the opposite that the Ran interprets Pesach LePesach Makom Acher being a Charata and not being Pesach. So we'll have to talk more about that by the Shem when we get to it later in the Masechta. So the Gemara though says, okay, what are we talking about here in the second half of the Mishnah? You don't need Sheila, and if you do have Sheila, you punish them. Agufa Kasha. Amart ein nishalim lahem. You said that we don't do Sheila on them, meaning these Nedarim, we believe the people when they say they had this in mind. And therefore it's not a Neder. Vahadr Tani, and then it says, im nishalu onchen osan umachmirin alehem. But then it says, if they have Sheila, then we're manish them or machmir. So what exactly is going on? Amar Rav Yehuda Hachiktani, v'kulan ein tzrichan she'ela. The Rav Yehuda says this is what the Mishnah means. You don't need she'ela, meaning we believe them. B'medvar mamurim b'tamar chacham. We had this once before in the Masechta by a tamar chacham, but if somebody knows the halacha, we believe them. That they have this in mind, we don't think that this is going to lead to kalas rosh and not taking the darm seriously. Aval ba'am ha'aretz, she'bali she'el. But somebody does not so well versed in the halacha, she'bali she'el, that he has this type of case, so then onchin oso umachmir in alav, then we are more machmir on him. Why? Why are we more machmir on him? Is this a dinda araisa or a dinda rabbanan? The Ran sounds like it is a dinda araisa. The Ran, again, back on Daf Yud Ches Mabez, sounds like we believe the Talmud Chacham. That's what the Ran says. Mashma, that we don't believe the Amharets. Maybe that's the Rashba's emphasis, what we said before. In these very far-fetched cases, Chermo Shel Yam, the Etzim in my house, Karbana Shel Malachim, that's very unusual. So if an Amharet says this, we're worried that maybe he changed his mind. At the time, he had in mind of a Neder, and now he really doesn't want to keep the Neder. So therefore, he makes up this story. But it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa that we would require she'ela and punish them for making such an irresponsible neder. But Rav Rishonim, the Rush here, says, and others, sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan d'oraisa, if he says it, he says it. That's the halacha in the Mishnah, Pirusham Lahakel. They have that flexibility. Pirusham Lahakel, they can explain it Lakula. But if an Ama Aretz is allowed to do this and be able to explain it with such a far-fetched explanation, so we're nervous that he might not have this explanation the next time, and therefore we have to require She'ela on a Drabana level. A Nafkamina, some Achronim point out, between the Rush and the Ran, is what if the Ama Aretz knows that he's telling the truth? If he knows, so Bitsina, does he have to keep his Ned there? He knows he's telling the truth. He knows he had Charmo Shel Yam in mind. So does he have to keep the ned there, at least in private? So that might be an afkamina between whether it's a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Bishlama machmirin, fine, machmirin delo paschina le becharata. Like what the Tosva said before, I understand how we can be machmir, that we don't allow a charata, we don't allow, right, you need a higher level. You need the Pesach, as we would say. Ela onch, or different, I should say. Ela onch in echidami. But what does it mean we're ma'anish them? What kind of punishment are we going to give this person? Kidatanya, based on the Braisa, Misha Nazar va'avra al Naziruso, similar to somebody who violates Naziris. This is somebody who made an irresponsible neder. But what if somebody violates the Naziris? Ain't his kakin lo. We don't relate to him. We don't help him out. We don't bring his karbanos. We don't help him become, finish off his Naziris. Ain't his kakin lo. Ache yinhog bo iser ki yamim shenagwa and etter. Dev Rabbi Yehuda says he's gotta be act be'isser, the days that he should have. Let's say he has a 70-day Nazirus, and for 20 of them, he ate, drank wine, and he became Tameis. We say, you gotta have an extra 20 days. Give me an extra 20 days where you act this way. That's the punishment. Right, because a person cannot get out of his Nazirus unless he brings the Karbanos. We mentioned, I think, at the beginning of the Masechta, the tshuva, the Minchas Yisrach has a tshuva of somebody b'zman hazeh, who became a Nazir. They were in the Far East, and they were not from at all. They were trying to find themselves. They found the Bible. They opened up Parshas Naso. They see Nazirus. They're like, oh, this looks interesting. And they're Makabel Nazirus. Finally, when they get back and they become firmer and they realize that this is not something normal that regular observant Jews do, they wanted to get out of it. The question is, can they? Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Karbanos. We can't get out of being a Nazir. Like we said yesterday, in Nazir Safig, Nazir Vadai. So, Minchas Yisrael Paskin, in that case, that if other people would agree to him, maybe the whole thing was betos there. Somebody doesn't realize really what a Nazir is when they accept it, and they don't realize it's unusual behavior, maybe the whole thing was a Kabbalah betos. But either way, what does our Gemara say? That Rabbi Yehuda says, that's how you punish him. You don't allow him, you don't accept, you don't help him out with his Karbanos, and therefore he's punished until he keeps the days that he was Noe Keter. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bamedra Mamurim, Benizir Smoetes, Rabbi Yossi says, this is only by a Nazirus Mu'etes, meaning if he was supposed to be a 30-day Nazir, and he wasn't a 30-day Nazir, so we make him do another 30 days. Aval b'Nazirus Meruba, Dayo Lamid Yom. But by a Nazirus Meruba, let's say it was a 200-day Nazirus, 30 days is enough. He doesn't have to do the whole thing again, just 30 days, even if there were more days that he didn't keep. It reminds us of the Mishnah in Nazir about Hilni Amalka, who was a Nazira in Chutzlar, she had to do it again, does she have to do everything again, or just 30 days? Discussion over there in the Mishnah. So this is the Onesh. Amar of Yosef, Ho'el Va'amri Rabbanan Enis Kakam Lo. Since the Rabbanan have said that a Bezdin should not be Zakuk, Bezdin should not relate to this person, Beidina Demizdakaki Lo Avid Shapir. A Bezdin that does relate to this person, to this Nazir, or to this Noder, after not having kept it properly or making it irresponsible in that. So they're not acting properly. Meaning that's supposed to ignore him. They're not supposed to relate and help him out. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, a step further, Mishamtin Alei, right? You excommunicate, and this Bezdin cannot be a Bezdin anymore. They have to recognize that they did something wrong, and they're undermining the system. Right? Sometimes Batei Dinim, the fact that you're a Bezdin and you're acting inappropriately makes it even worse. If somebody on the street did something wrong, fine. But if you're a Bezdin and you're acting inappropriately, so that undermines the system. Rabban says something similar in Pashas Kiseitse, I think, where he says the Mishnah in the Chazal, the Masechet Sanhedrin of Dalet Shetzricha Achraza, the four places where it says V'chol Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro, that when they're punished, they have to announce it, says the Ramban, Edom Zomimin, Mesis, and Zokain Mamre, and Ben Soror Umore, says the Ramban, Zokain Mamre, each four of those, we're going to focus on Zokain Mamre, are not per se punished for the Averas that they did. Per se, as a Maisa Avera, you might say, oh, does this deserve the punishment? But what they're punished for is because they're undermining society. They're undermining something larger than what just their act is per se. Edom Zomimin is undermining the judicial system, the Eda system. Zokain Mamre, this is one of the great members of the Sanhedrin, and he got outvoted, and he's still poskening and tell people to follow his lead. Right? That's like what's going on here. You have a Bezdin that is undermining what we're trying to teach people about Nedarim. And therefore, Mishamtin Alei in this regard. That's the Ramban on V'kol Yisrael, Yishma'u V'yira'u. Okay. V'chachamim Omrim. Poskin Lo Pesach. Chulu. Yeah, the other two also. Betzor Mora is obvious. Nidon Hashem Sofo. And Zokain Mamre and Betzor Mora. And Mesis. Mesis is somebody who tried to get somebody to do Avodah Zarah. They didn't even succeed, but they're still going to be punished because even just trying is worth is a magia lo the punishment. Tana, here we go. La olam al tehi ragil benedarim. So now the rest of the parak we don't have out of regular hardcore nedarim, so we have ma'amari chazal. Tana la olam al tehi ragil benedarim. A person should not be ragil in making nedarim. Shesovcha limol b'shvuos. It's not going to lead to good things. If you make a neder, then you're going to violate. Some have the girsa here, shesofcha limol b'nedarim, right? If you make a neder, you could probably violate the neder. Some say it means if you make a neder, you might end up making a shvua too. And we had a couple of days ago that a shvua is even more chamor Right, the Midgemara said on Daf Yudchesim and Aleph, Lo Yinakeh. Right, there is still even something, even after Shvuah, even after Tshuva, even after Malkus, right, by a Shvuah. That's why a person shouldn't be Ragil in making a Neder. Doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos, in the third Perek, ask the Rishonim, Nidarim Syog Leprishus? So it's a good thing to be a Parish, right, and Nidarim will encourage me to be a Parish. Asks the Me'iri, yes, the Tosfos here. So, first the Me'iri. The Me'iri here says, what do I do with that Mishnah in our Gemara? We're going to have a Daf Chaf Beis also. It's not a great idea to make an Eder. Ava Bisha Amru, Nidarm Siag Leprishus, Eino Inyan, Ela Bemisha Roe Ba'atzmo, She Yitzro Tokfole Zaveira. When is the neder a good thing? If I see I'm being overcome by taiva, I'm falling prey, an avera is overtaking me. V'tokef ba'atzmo, v'noder o nishba lihinatzel mimena. I'm trying to save myself. So that's where I say it's a good thing. U'mikol makom al yehi adam ragil b'nedarim, sh'adavar karov lavomi em lidei mi'ila. It shouldn't be ragil. If you find yourself in a situation and you need to make a neder in order to protect yourself, so then, that would be something that is encouraged by the Mishnah of Nederim Siag Leprishus. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah also writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the third parak. He says, "Ein ro'i lo hanhig atzmo b'nedarim, ela imken yitzro misgaber alav." That's the only time. She yochol lidor al derech refua. There it works. Acha Moshe Berucho, but somebody who is a balanced personality, v'yachol lahasig el midas haprishus below neder, and you can live a perfect life. You can live a balanced life without making a neder. Ein ladur, don't make the neder. Kida amrina, like it says in the Yerushalmi, the end of the Masechta, in Nedarim Tes Aleph, lo dayecha masha asra Torah alecha, describing the nazir. It's not enough for the Torah asr. Ela shata useres hamutter. You're trying to add on. So generally, it's not a good thing. Aval vandai, but I'll agree. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Avovada imra adam she yitzro misgaber alav v'tzarich laharbos b'syag. You have to be marbe. Marbe l'fi mashet tzarich lechboshes yitzro. He should be marbe based on what he needs. V'kimach nechvash yitzro choza l'mida beinonis. And once you're this pendulum is swinging to Avera, so swing the pendulum to Prishus. You need to do that for the stopgap measure. Mushal zel rofe is like a doctor. Bizman she roesh ha'choli kal v'noch lehisrapos. Somebody has a minor illness. Osa la refua kala. You give him some type of light medicine. Ubizman sha choli kaved v'chazak. But if you have a very serious illness, borer lo refua chazaka ash yisrapa. You have to give him very strong medicine. It's like a diet. Sometimes you go to an extreme right away to get back towards the middle, and then lots, slowly, you get, make it more balanced. So that is the Me'iri, that is Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's generally in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, the first simon in Hilchas Nedarim. Many Shulchan Aruchs, it's the beginning of Chelek Gimel of Yaradeya. The first simon, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's simon Reish Gimel, Al Tehi Ragil V'Nedarim, Kol HaNoder Af Alpisha Mekaimo Nikra Rasha V'Nikra Chote. That's the beginning of Hilchas Nedarim. Don't do it. Don't do it. Tzarech Lizar Shalo Yader Shum Davar. V'afilu Tztaka Ein Tov Ladur. Even Tztaka, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a good idea unless you say B'li Neder. Unless you say B'li Neder. He quotes Beis Tzara Mutter Ladur. Beis Tzara the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay, quotes the Bereishis Rabbah, but only if somebody, HaOmer, Eshna Perek Zevi Yareisha Meyisrasho B'davar, Shari Lelemidur Zuzin Avshe. V'chein, this is what the line I wanted to read. Im Yareishit Kfenu Yitzro. V'yavar, you're going to violate. So in those cases, you can be Mizaris yourself. But generally, Nedarim is not something that we encourage. That's number one approach. How do we get out of this Gemara, which says a neder is not a good thing, it'll lead to Me'ila versus Nedarim Siag Leprishus? Difference between you're about to do an Aveira, you want to protect yourself, you're at an extreme, versus not. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosfos here, he says, neder l'dvar mitzvah. Nidre mitzvah are different. Or you might limit it to Nidre Tztaka, the Taz on Shulchan Aruch here says Tztaka, but Nidre mitzvah, where it's for a positive reason, Nidre mitzvah, like we had, mitzvah l'rezuzei nafshe, I make a neder to learn a certain gemara, v'chulu, I could say b'li neder, but that is the language that is mentioned. Ha'omer eshne perek zeh, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yari shemi yisrasha b'davar, I want to do a mitzvah, and I'm nervous that I'm not going to be zariz, shari leila midr l'rezuzei nafshe, so that you can be mizariz yourself, and you can do it, right? That's in those specific cases. We do have, remember the case of the the Nazir from the Darom we had back in the first parak. That's kind of somewhere in the middle. That's for a mitzvah, but it's because he had a Yetzahara for his hair. That's the Rambam says. The Rambam, the Envilch is Nadarim. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch here in Tziv Zayin. Mishanadar Nadarim, kedei lekonein de osav, ulesakein ma'asav, harei ze zarizu mishubach. Right, if you're doing it to help yourself, you know, tweak a little bit, so that's okay. But again, that's not something that a person should generally be involved in. He says, Misha hay mitga'e biyof yo, v'nader benazir, that's based on that Gemara, kulam derech avodah l'shem heim, u'benedarim eil v'chayotzim heim, amr chachalim nedarim siyag l'prishus. V'yavah b'shem avodah, lo yar ba'adam benidre yisr, v'lo yar galatzmo. So basically it's a balance, as many other things in halacha are, a balance of having the mechanism if it is needed, but it's better not to need it in the first place. So that's the first line right here. A person should not be rogam benedarim, because it'll lead to limol b'shvuos or limol benedar. Vaiter. Va'altihi rogil eitzel am ha'aretz. Shesovcha lahachilcha tevalim. A person shouldn't be rogil to eat with an am ha'aretz, because he might give you non-kosher. An am ha'aretz might not know all the halachas, and therefore he might give you non-kosher. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of quoting, what's the definition of an Am Ha'aretz? An Am Ha'aretz, well, not what we call an Am Ha'aretz, but a real Am Ha'aretz. What's the halachic status? How do you define what an Am Ha'aretz is? So, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of quoting the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin. The Gemara there says many definitions. An Am Ha'aretz, again, is a halachic definition. It's not something that colloquially what people call. Right, it's a halachic definition. So what is the halachic definition of an Amma Aretz? The Gemara has a few suggestions. Tanur Rabbanan, Ezeo Amma Aretz, Kol She'eino Kari Kriyashma Arbis V'Shachris. Somebody who on purpose, if he doesn't say Kriyashma, he's not Makabal Amacho Shamayim, Divir Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua Omer Kol She'eino Maniach Tefillin. Right, this is the Gemara in the 7th Paragon Brachas. You're not allowed to bench with an Amma Aretz. You can't have a Zeman with an Amma Aretz. So Rebbe Yeshua says, if he doesn't wear tefillin, on purpose, doesn't mean bizvan hazeh, if you have somebody who might not wear tefillin, somebody who's not shomri Torah mitzvahs, we try to be makari of them, and we try to help them out, and we eat with them to try to be mashpi on them. Ben azeh omer kol she'en lo tzitzis bebigdo, if he doesn't wear tzitzis. Rabbi Nassan omer no mezuzah. Rabbi Nassan bar Yosef, if he doesn't send his kids to yeshiva. All these cases are am ha'aretz. Achirim omrim, last opinion, afilu kara v'shana, v'loshim ish tamar chacham, hareza am ha'aretz. Even if he's very learned, if he doesn't have a Rebbe, so then he's an am ha'aretz. And the Gemara ends off, amrev huna halacha ka'achirim. That's the best shita. What does that mean? A person can know a lot of Torah, but if he doesn't have a Rebbe to put it all into perspective, to know exactly how to apply the Torah to one's life, so that can lead to a warped sense of how the Torah fits into my life, and therefore that's the status of an Am Ha'aretz. So here the Gemara says, person should not make it his behavior, natural behavior, rugil. He shouldn't be rugil to be with an Am Ha'aretz, because sof chalachil chotvalim, it could be they'll lead you to Avera. Similarly, alti rugil eitzal koin Am Ha'aretz, shesof chalachil chotruma. He shouldn't be rugil with a koin Am Ha'aretz, because he might give you truma. So what's wrong with that? Machlokas Rishonim, does this mean stam truma and you're a Yisrael? So that's bad. Or even if you're a Kohen, he might give you truma temea. Either way, that is the chash. There is an important Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisod HaTorah, right, we mentioned this Rambam a number of years ago in a parsha shir, that in Perek Hey. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Perek Hey Yisod HaTorah, the end of the Perek, the Rambam says, Halacha Yud Aleph, V'yesh Dvar Machirim, Shehem Bechlal Chil Hashem. What's that Perek talking about? Perek Hey in Yisod HaTorah is about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. Says the Rambam, there are some things that are called Chil Hashem, even though they don't look like Chil Hashem. What do you think Chil Hashem is? Oh, Cosby and Zimri. That's a Chil Hashem. Somebody does something in public. That's a Mamish, a Ganuf, Chil Hashem. The Rambam says it's not only that. V'yesh dvarim acherim she'im b'chal chil Hashem. There are other things included. V'hu, she'yaseh adam gadol b'torah u'mefarsam b'chasidus dvarim sh'abrios meraninos achara b'shvilan. The greater you are, the more people respect you, the greater responsibility one has for Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. V'yavo v'she'inim averos. And if somebody who is looked at as a leader in our community, even if it's not an avera, they have to go beyond. They have to be on a higher level. What the Gemara sometimes says, Adam Chashev Shaini. And if he doesn't, Hari Chilas Hashem Kigon, for example, Shalokeach Leinonosi Demei Alekach La'alter. If he takes something on credit, in a place where it's not usually done. Fushi yeshlov and imsu amochrin, and you could pay. Osha yarbe v'schok, you have too much levity. O ba'achila v'shesia etzel ame ha'aretz. That's our Gemara. Right, he eats too much with the hamon am. Right, not the, there should be a balance of keeping the distance versus being mu'urav bin abrios. Oh, she'en diburo benachas im abrios. Somebody doesn't talk properly, doesn't have that nice demeanor. Ve'eno mekablon b'sever panim yafas. He's not always smiling at them. El b'al k'tata v'kaz. He's always angry, he's resentful. V'chayotze b'dvar me'elu. Hakol lefi gadlo shel chacham. The bigger chacham you are, sarach she'edaktik al atzmo v'yase lefnim mishuris adin. The greater one is, imdikei chalam al atz, and just that's all chil Hashem. But then you have the opposite. V'chedim diktik ha'chacham al atzmo. If he is medaktik, and he trains himself, v'haya dibura b'nachas ma'briyos, and he talks nicely, v'daitu mu'revesi ma'am, u'makbilam v'sever panam yafos, v'ne'elav mehen v'ena olvam, and he accepts shame from them, without giving it back, v'chabed lohem v'afilu mekilun lo, no sevenote be'emuna, v'chulu, lo yarbe ba'arichos ame ha'aras v'yeshivasa, and you're not always hanging out with the boys, v'lo yire tamid ela osek batora atuf batitzes muhtar betfilin. When people see you, you're involved in spiritual activities, v'ose komaso lefim mishuras adin, so then, hakol makalsin oso, v'oavin oso, misavin lamasav, hareza kiddush Hashem. That is an amazing kiddush Hashem, and that is what we all have to try to do with our lives. So that is regarding the issues of eating without Am Haaretz. So we have Ragav and Nedarim, we have Am Haaretz. Next, ve'altar besicha im ha'isha shesovcha lavo lidei ne'uf. As we know this from Pirkei Avos, altar besicha m'isha, right? Be'isha amru kavachom be'ishas chaveiro, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Person shouldn't be mar besicha because that could lead to ne'uf. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perek Yud Aleph. That's the biggest perek. The biggest perek where it gets into a lot of the nitty gritty of the halachas of znus and kinna and taiv and kavod. The Mesillas Yesharim there discusses that this does not just mean that this is like an Avera Goeres Avera. This itself is a problem. This is Prate Prate. What does the Pasuk say? Lo Sikruvu Legalos Erva. It means we have to have appropriate behavior between the genders. There has to be appropriate Sanua behavior. And again, some of this is not exactly objective. It has to be, depends in which context one is. I'm not going to get into all the details now, but the message of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chafein Evan Ezer, right, which is the Isser about Kiruv La'erva, whether it's in terms of looking or touching or listening or thinking, any of the senses, right, the message is that it has to be done in the context of Kedusha. It has to be done in the context of Kedusha. Ra'ui, says the Shulchan Aruch, La Adam, La Hargil Atzmo B'Kedusha Yitera. A person should accustom themselves to live a higher level of life. Ube Machshava Tahora, Ube Das Nechona, Kedeli Hi Natzel Mi Li Kashal B'Dvar Erva V'Yizar Me HaYichud, Shu Agor Magado Hilchos Yichud, V'chein Yinog Lisrachig Me Aschok, Ume Ashichrus, Ume Diri Agavim, V'lo Yeshim, V'lo Isha, V'chulu. All the different types of behaviors. Lo ye kalrosho, velo yinav el piv. Right, it has to do with speech. It has to do with hearing, seeing, even in all areas of life. Whenever the genders meet, it has to be in a tsanua, an appropriate context. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Chav Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch relates to a number of these issues. Let's continue. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yoshi Amar, Kolat Sofe Benashim, Sofa Balidei Aveira. If somebody stares at women, so it'll end up leading to Aveira. It's Sofe. What does Sofe mean? So the post can point out there are different levels. Even in English, we have different words. We have glance, look, stare, gaze. Right? Four different words, each with a different connotation. Here we're talking about somebody who's sofe benashim. That's what he does. If somebody's just walking down the street and he's talking to somebody, or he, right? So that's one thing. But this is called sofe benashim. Sofe bali de'aveir, something more serious. V'chala mistakel ba'akeva shal isha havi lo banim she'inim hu'ganim. If somebody is mistakel, that was a more serious lashon. Somebody stares ba'akeva at a part of a woman's body. Akeva shal isha, right? This is, akeva sounds like even in a pashtus, even in a part that's not considered erva objectively, but still, any staring at a part of a woman's body that is not in the context of one's wife in a shas heter, havi lo banim she'ini muhuganim, that could lead to inappropriate family production. Amar Rav Yosef ubeishto nida. Rav Yosef says it even refers to an ishto nida. What are we talking about? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish akeva diktani. Akev, and maybe you have to read these two lines together, the Akev that we're talking about, b'makam ha-tinofes, shukminchuva keneged ha-akev. It doesn't really mean the heel. Akev is a heel. Heel, no, says Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, which Lakish, it means the makom, oso makom of an isha, which is mechuvan above the Akev. Right, the some Rishonim I saw related to the Gemara Maseches Nida in terms of Hilchos Ksamim in the days of old when they used to wear loose robes and a woman found a kesem on her leg, a stain on her leg. You don't know where it came from, so it depends. If it's on the outside of her body, it must have come from somewhere else. If it's on the inside of her body, it must have come from her, and that's Keneged HaAkev, Keneged the heels. So that is what we are talking about. Meaning, if you put these two lines together, even by an isha, by ishto, there are limitations of what one is allowed to look at, especially when there is an isha nida. The Rambam and the Raavad discuss this. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perachaf Alif Halacha Dalin. What is the halacha? What is a man allowed and not allowed to see when his wife is a nida? Says the Rambam, Mutzer la adam lahabit be ishto kishi nida ve'afi afal pi shehi erva. A man is allowed to see his wife when she's a nida, even though she is an erva to him. He could be mabit b'ishto. He could look at his wife. There's not machalik between different parts of the body, the Rambam. Even if he enjoys it. You know, hopefully the husbands should enjoy looking at their wives. So, says the Rambam, even if I enjoy it, still, I'm allowed to look at my wife when she's a nida. Maybe not just allowed, but it's a good idea. She shouldn't feel as if she is a different being, right? We mentioned in the past that the chiyuv of ona, between a husband and a wife, there is physical chiyuvim of ona, but the word ona means time. Ona means time, which means a husband has a chiyuv and a wife has a chiyuv to spend time with each other. And that's 24/7. That's throughout the month. I think one of the Bali Musar, they pointed out, we say in Sheva Brachas, Reyim Ha'ahuvim. Reyim, friends, Ahuvim are lovers. Sometimes it's Reyim, sometimes it's Ahuvim. But there's always a connection. There always has to be a relationship. Husband and wife always have to look at each other. Even Bishas Isser. But the Rambam here says, a man can look at his wife, Bishas Nida, even if he enjoys it. We don't think it's going to lead to anything because it is what we call Pas Pasalo. It'll lead to is muteris lacharzman. The Raavad though says here, but not everywhere. Lo bimakom haseser shalaf. Usually covered places, so that a husband is not allowed to be mabit. Again, what is mabit? Mabit means to gaze, to stare, right? Serious looking. So that, and he says that's how the Raavad reads our Gemara. V'hachi isa ben adaram dafchaf. That mekomos hamachusim, so those are not allowed even to an isha nida, for sure, not other women. What are called mekomos hamachusim? Rav Moshe Feinstein has an important shuva in Yaradeya Chelik Bey Simen Ayin Hey. Meaning, what do you mean? What are mekomos hamachusim? Certain parts of the body are for sure mechusa. What about parts of the body that are usually covered when a woman goes out of the house, but not inside the house? What about if a woman covers her hair whenever she goes outside the house, as the halacha is, but inside the house when she's around her husband, she might not have her hair covered? Is the husband allowed to look at his wife in that context? Or Moshe says it goes by whatever is normally covered in the home. Whatever is normally covered in the home, that's what the husband cannot see, shouldn't stare at Bishas Nida. Ubechla mestaver ladina shemakomos amechusim sheba shasur labala histakel bahu rak mekomos amechusim af bebesa kishein sham rak baila o kishein shum ish degamkein regilus lios mulubashos delo mestaver klau deyeh hakavana lemekomos amechusim shekshochos bashuk ubefreid sheyachrini shetzrichos lios betzias yoser achshol lahachmer vechulu. And he continues, you want to be machmir, fine, but that is the Iker, that is the Iker Adis. That's an important understanding of this line about Isha Nida. We continue. Tanya, third line, Bavurtia Yiras Openechem, so that your Yira, their Yira, this is by in Shmos, Har Sinai gave us Yira. Zubusha, or Stiligibusha, right? So we busha meaning we have a certain level of humility in Avodas Hashem that came to us by Shanim that came to us from Har Sinai. Right? The Gemara in Yevamah says that every Jew has, there are 3 meters of every Jew, Rachmanim by Shanim, Megom Lechasadim. This is the pasuk that teaches us Busha. Levil Titech et Ta'u, the pasuk continues, Melameit Shehabusha Mevili De Yiras Chet. Busha leads to Yiras Chet. Mikan Amru Simin Yafet Ba'adam Shehu Baishan. Right, it's a good simon that somebody's a baishan. Acheir momrim kol adama mispayesh lo bimheirahu chotei. If somebody's mispayesh, he has a certain level of someone embarrassed, not really embarrassment, but just recognition that, you know, there's someone else here. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, so he doesn't sin. Umishein lo boshes panim biyadua shlo amdu avusav al arsina. If somebody has a brazenness, boshes panim, lacks boshes panim, so you have to check out his yichus, because, you know, this came to us from Har Sinai, and we don't have it. So busha is not a terrible midah. The Chashuk Yechemet here, Rav Zilberstein has the following shaila related to busha. This was the story. Sheila, there was a magid shir that was giving shir to hundreds of people, and all of a sudden, 5 minutes into the shir, somebody sitting towards the front, his phone goes off. His phone starts ringing. So everybody starts like, oh, what's going on? And it took 30, 40 seconds to turn it off. They're like, what's going on? So people are like, okay, fine. He must turn it off. 5 minutes later, the phone goes off again. And now people are murmuring. And people are, no, this Avreich is trying and he's fumbling and he's trying to turn it off. And finally, he turns it off. And you wouldn't believe it, 5 minutes later, it goes off again. He stands up and he says, this must be a Maisa Satan, I've had it, I'm not going to cause any more Bittul Torah, and he leaves the Beis Medrash. He leaves the Magen there. Everybody obviously thinks that this guy's an idiot, because look what he doesn't turn off the phone, he comes to a shir, terrible. The Rebbe, after the shir, he meets this Avreich and he says to him, I realize, it wasn't your phone, was it? It was the guy next to you. He says, yeah, it was the guy next to me. He says, so what do you do? Why do you take the blame? He says, it was my father. My father doesn't hear so well. He wasn't sure. It's hard for him. He doesn't like to turn off his phone. And I was trying to help him out, but, you know, I couldn't get it off, and I just turned it off, and I just sat down. I don't want my father to be embarrassed. I took the hit. So the Rav says to him, you know, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Tzarech Adam Latzeisi Dei Abrios, Kederach Shetzarech Latzeisi Dei Amako. Right, Yisim Nikiyam, Hashem Yisrael. Are you allowed to embarrass yourself so much to save your father from his Yonos? So, where would we go? So the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about a similar type of case. Right, Rabbi Yudah Nasi walked into the shir and somebody smelled like garlic. He said, who smells like garlic? Rabbi Chiya says, it was me, sorry, and he left, and then everybody left. So, you have similar cases, but the Zilberstein said, over there, nobody found out who really did it. Everybody knew Rabbi Chiya didn't do it. So everybody walked out after Rabbi Chiya. But here, he really brought attention to himself. So, is this okay busha? And at the end of the day, the Chashuk Yechemet says, Nira de Mutter. Nira de Mutter, save your father from this embarrassment. L'chor, it's Mutter. Maybe you start spreading it, you know, not even spreading it around afterwards, that it wasn't you. But, you know, there's a concept, right? We know the Gemara says a Kiddushin. Within a year after one's father dies, he has to say, Kach Abba Mari, Kach Omer Abba Mari, Hareni Kaparas Mishkavo. Meaning, all bad things supposed to come unto him should come unto me. So this is also taking the Mizyonos of the father. So, in terms of Busha, that's what the Chashuk Yechemet says here. Okay, let's continue. We are now up to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, five lines up for the bottom, and for the next piece of Gemara, we just need an introduction. We are getting into one of the more graphic Gemaras in Shas, relating to Tashrish Shamita, relating to the physical connection between a husband and a wife, halachas of Tashmish, and machshavos, and just two or three makoros to put it into a context. The Nesivus, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, in his commentary, in the introduction to his commentary on Shir HaShirim, writes beautifully that the connection, the physical relationship, the bia between a husband and a wife, is something inherently beautiful. It's kedusha. It's the ultimate connection between a husband and a wife, if used properly, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be used. And he gives a mashal. He says, imagine you have a beautiful, beautiful tower. Beautiful tower. It's a people come from all over the world to see the tower, and it's a tourist attraction, and there's an artist that was commissioned, and he makes a beautiful replica of the tower. Beautiful picture. Now people look at the picture and they think of the tower, it's unbelievably lifelike. What happens if one night people come in and scribble and pour paint and dirt all over the picture? And then people start looking at the picture, and they're like, oh, it's disgusting, it's terrible, it's gross, I don't want to look at it. And people start identifying the dirt and disgustingness, not just of the picture, but of the tower itself. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, that this is the physical attraction between a husband and a wife. Really, it's something beautiful. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our society has sullied it, has dirtied it, has made it so disgusting that now it's all dirty and it's all used in such an inappropriate way. So we have to realize inherently, though, it is something beautiful, inherently something, it is called Kedusha. We do not believe, right? We do not believe in the extremes. We don't believe in certain religions that say getting married is a sin, right? The Pope will never yarshin his position to his son, right? We don't believe in that extreme, and we don't believe in everything's mutter. Right? We believe in sanctifying this act, and that is crucial. And the root of it, Rav Dessler writes in a famous piece, Rav Dessler writes, he doesn't relate it to this, but we're relating it, that every act in life has to be either, every act in life is either giving or taking, is a nesina or a netila. Everything we do in life is giving or receiving, right? If I'm making a living, I might be giving, you know, some type of service, but then I'm trying to get money. Everything is giving. I buy something. I give something to my child. Everything at root is giving or taking. And we in life have to try to do as much as we can to give, to be givers and not takers. And then Rav Dessler says his famous comment, and the more you give, the more you love. Not the opposite. It's not the more you love and therefore you give. I love my kids and therefore I give them a lot. No, I've given so much to my kids that makes me love them, and then Mimela leads me to give more. But it's the giving leads to love. This specifically, this act, the act between the husband and the wife, has to be an act of giving. The more it's an act of giving, the more then it fulfills the Ratzon Hashem and the Ratzon of the parties involved, and the more the love grows. The second, Chas V'Shalom, it becomes an act of taking, an act of pleasure seeking purely from the parties involved, from the man, from the woman, so then it loses all of its special quality, it loses its kedusha. And that's why much of the messages of the halachos, we're going to see some halachos here, but again, it's more discussed, obviously, before one gets married with a posig, with whoever it is who's teaching them the various halachos of this area. But as we'll see, some of it depends on context. But the message of the halachos is to create a beautiful private act. An act where there's nothing else on the minds of the man and the woman. They're focused on each other. It's an act of love. It's an act of tznius. It's an act where they get to express to each other, not just verbally and not just in all the other ways, psychologically, but even physically, how much they love each other. That is the ultimate purpose. The Ravid has in the Shahar HaKadusha, Ravid has a separate sefer on Hilchos Nida called the Balei HaNefesh, so there he has Shahar HaKadusha. The Tur quotes part of the Shahar HaKadusha in Siman Reish Mem in Arachaim, where the Ravid talks about four kavanas that one could have during the time that the husbands and the wives are together. Right, four kavanas. Number one, he says, and all of them are appropriate in different levels. Number one, L'shem Peruvu. You could have kavana to try to fulfill the mitzvah Peruvu. Sometimes it's not happening. Sometimes if a woman is not in the state, if she's pregnant already, right, there's no kavana for Peruvu. If she's nursing a lot. So Peruvu, number one. Number two, Tikkun Avlad, as we'll see, the kavana of the man and the woman, Bishas, the impregnation, so that itself has effects on the Vlad. Number three is maybe what's most important, Lamaisa, for us, the relationship. V'hu makir bashi mishaldalto bedvarim, yishkibo, he says, meratza oso mekashetes atzma lefanev kadish yitin daitu aleha, focusing on each other, strengthening the relationship. Number three. Number four, he says, there also is an element of making sure our husband and wife are focused on each other so that they're not focused on anything or anybody else in the world. Lifrosh and Ligdar Min Ha'Avera. So those are all four ideas, but each of them play a role in the kavana of the act. Okay, so now with that background, let's now see what Chazal say about different areas and different hisnahagus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum ben Dahabai, and we'll see there's a machlokas here. First opinion. Dala dvarim socholi malachei asharis. Four things malachei asharis told me. Chigrin, mipnei mahavyin. Why they're lame people? Mipnei shehovchin eshulchanam. Because Rov Rishonim say this means their parents turned over their tables. The Ran might sound like they themselves. What is turned over the tables? Most Rishonim say this means Bia Shalo Kedarka. Right, they were not, husbands and wives were not together in the normal way, so that could negatively affect the children. Bia Shalo Kedarka. We'll get to that more a little bit later. Ilmin Mibnei Ma Havyin Mibnei Shem Anashkin Aloso Makom. Ilmin, why are there people who are mute? Because there was Nishuk, there were they kissed, the man kissed Oso Makom of the Isha, which is also not something looked up upon in Chazal. We assume that it's it could lead to Shalo Tesgana Isha al-Baila, so that's why Chazal tell us it is not a good idea, Manashkim al-Oso Makom, and that's why, because the mouth was used in a raw, in an inappropriate way, so that's why it led to this mutation. Cherishin b'bnei Mahavian, b'bnei Shemesaperin, b'shas Tashmish. What is Cherishin? Why does even somebody who's a deaf mute? Because they're Mesaper, b'shas Tashmish. Again, we'll see later on what that means. What do you mean? That you're not allowed to talk? We'll see. Sumi b'bnei Mahavian, b'bnei Shemestaklin, b'oso makom. Right, looking similar to the Nishika line. Says the Gemara, v'raminu, is that really true that there's no dibur? Shalu, asei mishalom. B'bnei ma, banayach yaf yafin, b'yoser. Why do you have gorgeous, handsome children? Amra lahed, she said, Eini misaperi mi, eino misaperi mi, lo betkiles alayla, lo besof alayla. My husband is not misaper, which is a euphemism for with me. Not at the beginning of the night or at the end of the night, lo bechatzos alayla, the middle of the night. Why the middle of the night? So Pashas, that's because it's the most, you're not thinking about anything else that happened that day, right? Again, a lot of these halachas have to do with creating an environment of privacy, of focus on each other, right? The Tchilas HaLaila, right after one was involved in everything of the day, you know, that's what the, is it appropriate? With phones going off, it's got to be private, it's got to be sensitive. Ukishahu misaper megala tefach umachatze tefach. And when he, this still aim up, Shalom talking. And when he is with me, Megala Tefach and Mechasa Tefach, somehow that means, different pshatim, that we are tsanua even when we are involved. V'doma lov, kamisha kafo shade. That's a difficult line, and the Rishonim already ponder what exactly that means. The literally translation means, it says, it's as if I'm being forced by a demon to do this. Which is not any of the kavanas that we quoted from the Ravid, right? That's not the attitude that is given, right? And the Ravid even asked, the Torah quotes through this Ravid also. There's a different Gemara Nida. What do you mean? Kafo shade, meaning to be quick? The Gemara Nida says that this special schar, samach aleph, special schar for the husbands who are able to delay and involve their wives more. The Gemara says, "Bischar she mashin atzman al habeten, bischar that they delay to be able to have their give pleasure to their wives." Havin lebanim zacharim. So what do you mean? Befik fo shade. So the Ravid says it depends on the context. Kol levavos doresha shem v'chalamaisim shem l'shem shemayim tovim heim. As long as you're l'shem shemayim, says the Ravid. If somebody's in a relationship and l'shem shemayim to be with one's wife, and to be able to be mahane, as we said from Avdesla, to be mahane, even though there's nana also, but to be mahane, to give the pleasure, that is the ultimate purpose of this action, and we have to read this line in the context of that other line. That is the ultimate purpose of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Umisha yodea ba'atzmo sheyuchal la'aso zeha maisa. Velo tikanis bo machsheva acheres, umasha atzmo. He could delay. Kedei shetane ha'isha min ha'maisa v'tazriya tchila mechavein la'asos mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalin lo schar b'banim zacharim. What is this talking about, case? Kfo shade, if somebody is, he thinks he can't control himself, but there's a thinking about somebody else, something else. So, meaning it's a very limited idea, but ultimately the other Gemara, Anida, is the one that is normative, says the Ravid. Continuing, v'yamarti lo matam, v'yamar li, k'deish lo etenes enai, b'isha acheres, v'nimsu bana bo'in l'dei mamzeris. Right, this, I should have finished the line. I asked him, why k'fish kvo shade, meaning, why do you do it so quickly? Because I don't want my mind to be on other things. But again, says the Ravid, if somebody could be focused on their wife and not thinking about other things, so then they should not do it in this way. Question mark, but you see they were talking. So how could we say earlier that one of the things that Malachi Asharis told him was that, you know, they shouldn't be talking in between, but it's clear here that they were talking. Answer, lo kasha ha b'mili de tashmish ha b'mili achranaisa. Depends. If we're talking about mili de tashmish, words that are that have to do with the act of that's going on, or other things. Husbands and wives should not be involved in talking about the carpools, or talking about shopping, or other things when they're involved with each other. That is not what is appropriate. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that he focuses on the husband. It's the husband's responsibility to be able to talk and to help his wife enjoy it, and to be in the mood, and to do whatever he can in terms of beforehand, in terms of during. That is everything. Again, act of giving. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Yochanan Ben Tabai. Rabbi Yochanan said, "This is all Rabbi Yochanan Ben Tabai." Aval Amru Chachamim Ein Halacha Yochanan Ben Tabai. The Chachamim say, "Not true." Ella, we paskin like this, says Rabbi Yochanan, and this is what the Rambam holds. Kol Masha Adam Rotzel Lasos Beishto Ose. Really, anything's mutter. Anything's mutter. We had some limitations before, but anything is mutter, again, as we said, in a giving way. Mashal Labasar, Habami Beis HaTabach. It gives somewhat on the surface. It seems like a very crass mashal, but you can look in the Marsha and the Ben Yoyada, who give much more meaning to it. Habami Beis HaTabach, Ratzal Ochlo B'melach Ochlo. However, I want to eat my steak, right? Ochlo Tzli, Ochlo Roasted, Mevushal Ochlo, Shalak Ochlo Cooked. V'chein dog, abami beis atzider, however I want to eat my fish. And fish, what's the chiddush? Fish you could eat with anything, right? Mikra din, milk and meat, right? It's parif, right? So either way, that is the idea. Again, looking in the Mefarshim to know what exactly is the, why do we need the mashal? The Rambam does, though, say, the Rambam quotes this, but the Rambam does have one limitation, and the Ran quotes this as well. The Rambam in Isurei Bia says, it's all mutter, except one must be careful about itzer hotzas zera levatola. That is an isser discussed in the Mishnah Maseches Nida. We're not going to get too detailed into that right now, but the Rambam says in Perek Chaf Aleph Halachates, ishto shel adam muteres hilo, laficha kol mash adam rotzel lasos b'ishto oseh, boa b'chalei sheyirtze, menashik b'kol eivir sheyirtze, ubaaleh ben kedarka, ben shalokadarka. The Rambam even quotes b'yish shalokadarka, which is a machlokas rishonim. The Beis Yosef writes, it's hard to lemaisa allow this because of the worry. Right, the next line, the Rambam says, Ubilvat shelo yotzi shechva zera levatala. One has to, and try not to put themselves into that situation where you could have a chash of bimotzi zera levatala. There is a line in Tosas in Yevamos which seems to say, if it's ba'akroi, if it's once in a blue moon, who knows, what does akroi mean? Not bekvius, that it would be mutter, but Rov Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef says that if Bali Tosfos, the Ri, would have seen the Zohar, and all of the terrible chazals about Motzi Shechva Zera Levatala, he never would have even said that it's okay ba'akroi. So that's why even Shalom Kedarka is looked at as, that's post-gamer nervous, in terms of leaning to Shechva Zera Levatala, but that is what is clearly Asur. But other than that, the Rambam says, and the Gemara says, that everything else is mutter, again, done in a tsanua and a given context. Weiter, Amar Ameimar, Man Malchei Asharis, Rabbanan. Who are the Malchei Asharis that told Yochanan ben Tabai? It must not be real angels. It must be Rabbanan. De'itema Malchei Asharis, Mamish. If it's real Malchei Asharis, how can we argue on them? Amay Amar Rabbi Yochanan in Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Tabai. Havi Inu, Beki, Betzuras Avlad Tvei. They know more about how babies are formed. They're up in the spiritual realm. Right, meaning, when it comes to, this isn't halacha, in the normal sense. Right, that's what, halacha, lo bashamayim, we don't ask the angels for halacha. But this is talking about, you know, if this takes place, what does the baby look like? That's what the malachim said. So here, it must not be talking about real angels, because they would have known. The almai kari luhu malachei asharis, so why were they called malachei asharis? The mitzayinika malachei asharis, they were mitzuyan. What does that mean, mitzuyan? Where the Mefarish says they were wearing tzitzis, the Ran says that they acted differently. Mitzuyan v'nivdalin, mishar malachei asharis, period. Haydasal kami de Rebbe, amrelo, Rebbe arachti lo shulchan v'hafcha. A woman came in front of Rebbe and basically asked, is it mutter to have b'yish shalom kedarka? Arachti lo shulchan, I was ready v'hafcha. Amar la biti, tarehi tiraskha v'ani ma'aselech. Meaning it's mutter. What's the difference between this and the fish, as the mashal that was given earlier? Period. Again, but the poskim, discussed that at length, and the Beis Yosef already says that it's he's very nervous to matter such a thing with a chash of hashos lezera levatala. This is one we know of the mitzvos tamidios, one of the six mitzvos tamidios below Sasura. The first Bir Halacha quotes the Chinuch. Mikan Amar Rebbe, Al Yishta Adam Bekozev, Itereina Bekozacher. So now, these last couple of lines of the parak have to do with not acts, but thoughts. Up to now, we've been talking about the act. Now we're talking about the machshava. And Rebbe says, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Chas v'shalom, a person should not be with his wife and have his mind on something else, or Chas v'shalom, someone else. Amar avina lo nitzrcha el dafilu beis nashav. Even if a man has two wives, he shouldn't be with one wife and focus on another wife. Meaning, that's why it can't be somebody that you know, it's on a dime. So a man goes and is with his wife. There has to be built up. There has to be preparation so that they get to be focused on each other. Uvarosi michem hamordim haposhim bi. I will cleanse, I will purge out those who rebel against me. I'm Rabbi Levi. Elu b'nei teisha midos. These are the people, the children of the teisha midos. B'nei asnas mashka. Who are these people? B'nei emos. We're about to have nine, which are really ten, but nine moods that a husband and wife, a husband specifically more, should not be with his wife in this context. B'nei ema, in a case where she really does not want to be with him, but he has her in such fear that she's with him anyway. B'nei anusa, this is even worse, where she physically doesn't want to, and he basically is ma'aneser. B'nei sinua. B'nei sinua means he is totally, is not attracted to her, and he could be probably thinking about somebody else, and he's still with her. B'nei nidui, if one of them is in excommunication, the Rush says, or if one of them is in avelus, right, then they're also to be with each other. B'nei tamura, what's b'nei tamura? Tamura is, you think it's a different woman, right, you have to make sure, right, the Ran, Sheba, Alachas, Minashavu, Kusavar, Shitzarasa, this isn't their fault, right, you think it's someone else, right, the Magen Avraham discusses, right, what about Yaakov, Rachel and Leah? B'nei Meriva, right, if they're in a fight, they're not supposed to be together, they're supposed to make up first. B'nei Shichrus, if one is drunk. B'nei Grushas Halev, if he already has in mind to divorce his wife. B'nei Irbuvia, if a woman is with many men, and you have no idea who the kids are, that's B'nei Irbuvia. B'nei Chatzufa, or children of a Chatzufa, meaning a woman who is Me'iza Paneha, the Ran says, that she is Tova'as, she is the one that instigates. Eini, is that really not good? That a woman can never be the instigator, the one who starts. If a man whose wife is the one that is Tovea, the one that starts the process, they will have children. That even in the Dar Moshe, he didn't have such amazing children. Shneamar, how do you know? By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Hashem says, take to help you wise and men with bina, and he didn't find Nevonim. Viksiv, and yet Yisachar, who came from the night that Leah went out and was Tova'as Yaakov, Chamar Garem, Viksiv, Mibnei Yisachar, Yodei Bina Le'itim. So you see, it's a good thing. Hahi Demartzei Artsuyei. Answers the Gemara, it doesn't mean that she says it pepeh. It means through her actions, she is meratze, her husband, based on what she's wearing and how she acts, and different body language, so to speak. That is fine and appropriate, but not tvias pepeh, says the Gemara. Okay, Adon Olach, Ve'elu Mutarin, we should all be zochet to be able to understand all of the chazal and what halacha has to say about every area of halacha. And we know the Torah has something to say about every area, and this area no less. Okay, we'll stop here.